Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM. And it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
And did you see a movie this week, Melanie?
I did.
Okay, great.
yes, I, as you know, try to see a movie every week. Every once in a while I don't. Mm-hmm. And then I have to make up for that the following week with two or three movies. But in any event, this week I did see a movie, and it was one that I had said I would like to see, and I did. It's called The Girl in the Spider's Web.
Okay.
And that's a movie featuring the character of Lisbeth Salander, mm-hmm. the girl with the dragon tattoo. Mm-hmm. There were several, I think three other movies and books, but the person who wrote the girl with the dragon tattoo, stories died young.
Okay.
And anyway, this one, same character, the supporting characters are also from the book, but it was not written by Stieg Larsson, mm-hmm. who was the original author. And I'm not sure lots of people out there who are big Girl with the Dragon Tattoo fans, and they might have said, oh, well, what can you expect, because the author really didn't write it, so it's not going to be as good a movie, as good a story as would have been the case. But in any event, I went to it with my companion, because we both wanted to see this. We both have liked the previous films. And one of the draws of this particular movie is that the character of Lisbeth Salander is played by the actress who is the star of the Crown. And we'd seen her in The Crown, mm-hmm. the Netflix series. Claire Foy, sorry, before I forget it, mm-hmm. Claire Foy is her name. And she also played Neil Armstrong's wife in First Man,
right.
which is still playing around here. And this role was just so completely different from what we were used to seeing her in. She was so controlled and regal in the Crown, mm-hmm. and in the First Man as Neil Armstrong's wife, she was also kind of heavily controlled in mm-hmm. her behavior. And in this one, she is totally out of control. she has a very, Lisbeth Salander has a, she's Swedish, by the way, and this is all set in Sweden and Stockholm in particular. And it is not, pardon me to those who love Sweden, but at least in this movie, it came across as a distinctly unattractive place to be. It appeared to be sort of all black and white, and I'm sure people will say, oh, but it's a really beautiful place. But this movie depicts it as not a lovely environment. And this is where our heroine grew up, in a more than dysfunctional family.
Okay.
We learn a lot about her family in the course of the movie, but it begins, the opening sequence has her and her sister in what appears to be a castle with their dad. And, you know, flip many years ahead, and Lisbeth Salander, the girl with the dragon tattoo, has made a kind of a name for herself as two things. One, she's a super duper computer genius. She can do anything with a computer, and is it the ultimate hacker? But she's decided that by and large she will be using her hacker skills for good rather than evil, and in particular she's interested in helping women who are being, for example, abused by her husband, their husbands, their mm-hmm. partners, whatever. So that's who she is. She's this, she's been called a badass mm-hmm. in this movie, and that's absolutely what she is. She wears black all the time, and is very, very athletic. So she's kind of a special character, and one of the reasons why I wanted to see this, partly because to see Claire Foy busting out of her traditional role, but also because this Lisbeth Salander is just an amazing woman. She is incredibly powerful, but as we see from sort of throughout the movie, and certainly from the beginning, she has been damaged in several different ways.
Okay.
And that has essentially shaped her into the person she's become. So I won't go into all great detail about the movie. Go see it yourself, especially if you have liked other Girl with a Dragon Tattoo films. I liked this one. I found it dark, both dark in terms of theme, but also just physically dark. There was a lot of darkness in the movie. But I thought, I'm okay with that. And it was kind of riveting to watch. My companion, however, didn't like it.
Okay.
And he said it was just too formula. You could predict pretty much what was going to happen at any given moment. And there is a truth to that. It just didn't bother me that much because I was just so fascinated with this character, being acrobatic on buildings and things like that. So anyway, I liked it. I think I, on the famous lobster scale, I think I would give it 3. And my husband said, well, no, 1.5. So we had two different opinions about the same movie, which is a little unusual. We frequently agree, but you need to go see it for yourself and see what you think. And it is one of those movies that probably benefits from being in a darkened theater and on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it will come to the small screen at some point in time, but it's worth. I thought this is not the best way to spend my time, but it's not a bad way. So, if you're interested in that kind of movie, then it's there, and it's in both French and English, and I think it'll be there for a little while anyway. There's nothing on the website that says it's on its way out. In fact, it says that it's new, so I guess it'll be there for a bit. Other movies that are playing currently: The Bohemian Rhapsody, which I was rhapsodic about last time we spoke, is still there in French and English. Go see this movie. If you have any interest at all in Queen or rock or the 70s or the AIDS epidemic, just there's a lot in there. There's a new Grinch cartoon, which I mentioned last time. And I couldn't think of the name of the actor who voices the Grinch, but maybe anyway, it's a Cumberbatch. His last name is Cumberbatch, and he's just a terrific actor, not an actress. So, cartoon Grinch, it looks like a good one. I'm not sure if I'll get to see it. If I had small children, I would absolutely go and see it, but I have seen several versions of the Grinch. What's starting on the 16th, which Friday the 16th, is a new Fantastic Beasts movie. And this one is a sequel to the first Fantastic Beasts movie, which came out 2 or 3 years ago. And this one is called Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Okay. Huh.
And there are, it's again, both French and English. There are 4 showings in English starting tomorrow. I will see it. I'm not sure I'm going to love it. It's a movie. It's a J.K. Rowling movie. It's related to, but not necessarily, as far as I can tell, part of the Harry Potter saga. It has some of the same characters,
mm-hmm. Oh.
And it may well be a kind of a prequel. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about it. Truth be told, I wasn't crazy about the first one. I like Eddie Redmayne, who plays the main character, and I just think he's terrific. But there mm-hmm. was just something a little off about the first Fantastic Beasts. However, I am prepared to give the second one my attention and see if I like it any better. Okay, so the other movies that are playing in English that are still here: Free Solo, which is the movie about the young man who climbs crazy cliffs mm-hmm. With virtually no equipment. And that would get your heart rate up and going.
I guess so.
That is still on my list of movies that I would love to see, and I'm not sure I'll get there, but I'll give it a shot. And it's in English. There is no French version. It's mm-hmm. purely English, and it doesn't say that it's the last week, so maybe it'll be around next week as well. Other movies still there is, and this is one of those little deceptive bits on the website, Maria Callas. I believe it's a documentary about Maria Callas, and it says that it's only in French, but in reality, if you go further into the website, the menu, in fact, it is an English movie with subtitles in French.
Okay.
Why they can't say that, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's misleading, to say the least, and it means that some people who might have said, oh, just looking at that first page of the website, they may say, oh, I'd like to see a movie about Maria Callas, but I don't want to see it in French. Mm-hmm. The actual name of the movie is called Maria by Callas. Anyway, those interested in this particular personality, and she is quite an outstanding personality, it's there now. It'll probably be there for a little longer, and there's two showings a day. So you kind of have to be free in the afternoon, 12:45 and 3:35. But it probably is well worth going to see. Let's see. Other movie. So that's Maria by Callas. We have not much beyond that that's playing in English. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
Okay.
which is a Disney-fied version of The Nutcracker. It looks extremely elaborate and colorful and a lot of sensory overload, but it could be just the ticket for kids who are used to that kind of stuff and who may or may not know anything about the traditional Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. So The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, that's there in both French and English. As I said, The Girl in the Spider's Web and another film, which, again, will be there for a little while. And there's a French and an English version, and it's called Overlord. I can't give you a whole lot of information about it because I don't know much about it. But mm-hmm. maybe for next week, I'll have a little extra information. The next, we also have, coming movies. Okay, so it's the 16th when the Fantastic Beasts movie begins. And there's another film also beginning on the 16th, this Friday, called Widows.
Okay.
And this is not comedy. You think, oh, maybe it's a comedy. No, this is not a comedy. It's a very serious movie about, it looks to be about gangsters.
Okay.
And it has a really excellent cast of women whose spouses have been involved with gangland activities, mm-hmm. the mob and so on. And I gather they decide they're going to pull the last job, which was supposed to have been done by their husbands. And they were killed, hence the title Widows. But from the previews on television, it looks to be, probably a good movie of its genre, mm-hmm. if you like movies about mobs, which I kind of do sometimes. This one, I would say, is not going to be at the top of my list to go and see. But on the other hand, it won't be at the bottom either. Because, as I say, once in a while, a good mob movie just fills the bill. So there's not a huge number of movies coming. Oddly, it doesn't start on a Friday, but later next week, on November 21st, is a cartoon, again, kind of a sequel, called Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Okay.
And it looks like a lot of fun. So, again, a kids movie, which is something that there will be probably lots of adults who would like to see this. And, like, looking quickly here, there's another couple of movies that are coming, not Friday, but shortly. One is another boxing movie called Creed 2, which is where Sylvester Stallone has been going these days. He has he reprises his Rocky character, except now he's taken on a young fighter who is the son of his former friend named Apollo Creed.
Okay.
So this is the second in that line of Creed films. And a little after that, we have Robin Hood.
Okay.
Yet another Robin Hood. Yeah. So all this to say, there are indeed English language movies that are on their way. Mm, and some of them on their way sooner than others.
Good.
Just a quick, if we have a little bit of time, we'll take a peek at the Rotten Tomatoes. Again, my favorite. Mm-hmm. Favorite critics site. And it's not just a critic, it's a whole series of critics, and someone there compiles all of these critics' responses as well as audience responses and puts them onto the internet. On Rotten Tomatoes is the site. So we have movies opening this week, and it's the one that I've already mentioned, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. And the critics have not been nuts about this movie. It's been only getting 52% approval. But this is interesting in that they actually very much like the movie Widows.
Okay.
Which, as I mentioned, has this, you know, really wonderful cast, and it's a gangland movie. 92% said, this is a good movie, go see this one. So that's that tells you something about critics, if nothing else. Sometimes critical feelings about movie and audience feelings are different.
Okay.
Quite different from each other. Not always, but sometimes. This movie, which I know nothing about, called Overlord, has been actually gotten quite good reviews. Very good, actually. 80%.
Wow.
The Nutcracker and the new Nutcracker film, 32%. So it could be one that audiences love because it's Disney and it has all the characteristics of a Disney film, but the critics don't like it by and large. And they also, frankly, don't much like The Girl in the Spider's Web, which has only been getting 41% approval. And I can sort of see that. This one hasn't been wildly popular with the audiences either. But again, Lisbeth Salander, what's not to like about this character? She's just fascinating to watch. Finally, my last, everybody is putting in their 2 cents about the late great Stan Lee of Marvel fame. Stan Lee has been involved. He died just the other day at the age of 95.
Oh my goodness.
And he's kept his hand in to the creation of these movies, and more importantly, he does a cameo. He has a little tiny role in virtually all these movies. And I was reading today that he actually has 5 more of these little cameo bits that he filmed before he died.
Oh, my goodness.
So it is quite fun to go to a Marvel movie mm-hmm. or watch a Marvel TV program and keep your eye open for the Stan Lee cameo. He typically plays like a bus driver or a passerby. Mm-hmm. He gives himself. If he has a speaking part, it's a very small speaking part. Mm-hmm. But anyway, people will absolutely miss Stan Lee's little appearances, but there are a few more before they end.
Okay, that's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, he's definitely worth going to the movies and keeping your eye out. Oh, there he is, across the screen, says a few words, and then he's gone. And now he's really gone. Good. Anyway, that's it for this week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.